We're CJMQ, and we're very proud to be talking with Canadian country artist today, Anita Paris. So welcome, Anita.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Now, I'm very impressed when I read your bio. Top 10 singles and 3 hits that went to number 1 on the Canadian country music charts. So you're well established. You had your own TV show for 8 years, was it?
Yes, it was, okay. Up in Sudbury, Ontario. It was a wonderful experience getting to work with all the different artists, hosting a show. It was wonderful to be able to learn so much from that.
That's great. And you also were a regular on the Tommy Hunter show for 2 years, was it?
Yes, that's exactly correct. That's back in just the last 2 years that Tommy Hunter was still on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I was a regular on the show. I did background vocals and also a guest spot each week. And once again, that's an experience I'll never, ever, ever trade.
Okay, well, that's quite an honor. And you won so many awards. It's phenomenal. Now, let's just backtrack a bit. How did you get started in music, and in particular country music, Anita?
Actually, I grew up in Dowling, Ontario. And I started singing in church when mm-hmm. I was about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also was singing in weddings, things like that. I started in my first band when I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only person in my family that was musically inclined, although my family loved music, and there was always a lot of house parties and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents were very supportive because I was so strong on what I wanted to do. I'm so grateful that they were as supportive as they were. And they took me to all the different jamborees so that I can get up and sing. They were just, you know, so helpful. So after that, I actually started touring when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the road for a very, very long time. Loved every minute of it and wouldn't trade it for anything.
That's great. That's wonderful. So you're definitely living your dream then.
Absolutely. I feel so fortunate that I got to do and see the things that I got to see.
That's great. Now, you have opened for George Jones, the Oak Ridge Boys, Don Williams, Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty, Charlie Pride, Willie Nelson, and you shared the stage with Shania Twain early in her own career.
Absolutely. Well, actually, Shania and I, just around the time, we were both about 13, 14, and it was in Sudbury, Ontario, and that's how I got to know her, and she used
okay.
to come out and sing.
Mm-hmm.
At the jamborees, and I was actually in the backup band, so I got to know her quite well back then. And just a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, I also had the opportunity to tour with Ray Price, and that was absolutely fabulous. There's a man who's still out there touring. He's singing better than ever, and it was just absolutely wonderful to get to work with him.
That's wonderful. Now, are you still based in Ontario?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Actually in Oshawa, Ontario, which is just outside of Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's wonderful. Great that you definitely stayed Canadian there.
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't trade it.
Okay. Now, you've not only toured all over North America, you've been to Europe too, and Australia too?
Absolutely. I'm fortunate enough to do quite a few tours in Europe, which was a wonderful experience. We toured all throughout England with Glen Campbell, Holland, Germany. The Middle East was one of my favorite tours of all. That's where we got to go to Egypt. Actually went to Bethlehem.
Mm.
Those are places that, you know, you could just, for me anyways, just dream of going there and actually having the opportunity to travel there and do what I love best, which is singing. Was an absolute wonderful experience.
That's wonderful. Now, as far as your music is concerned, how many albums do you have out?
5 or 6
okay.
solo CDs, and I also had several, 2 or 3 duet CDs with Tim Taylor as well.
Okay, and your latest album?
Latest album is called Those Classic Country Songs.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out back in October or November, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing very, very well right now. As a matter of fact, one of the singles, Little Devil, just went number 1 over in Europe, so we're quite excited about that.
Oh, that's great, because we're playing Little Devil right now, and
oh,
it's
I'm
a
so
great
happy to
song.
Hear that. Thank you, Maureen.
Good. So definitely they love you over in Europe, too. As a matter of fact, you even won an award over there. Was it in Holland?
Yes, mm-hmm. Female Vocalist of the Year. They're very, very, very kind, and absolutely, yes, I was the Female Vocalist of the Year, which was it's an honor.
Okay, now let's talk about some of the other awards. In 1985, you won the Country Music News Fan Award, mm-hmm. that set the stage for what was to come. 1988 and 87, you won Female Vocalist of the Year, and in 88, you won Single of the Year with One Smoky Rose.
I was pretty darn lucky, wasn't I, Maureen? I've been very fortunate over the years.
And you've been nominated 5 times by the CCMA for Female Vocalist of the Year. Other nominations from CCMA include Album of the Year, Way Beyond the Blue, and Single of the Year for Tips of My Fingers. Also nominated for a Juno Award for the Most Promising Female Vocalist and Country Female Vocalist of the Year. And as well as receiving your Dutch Country Music Award Female Vocalist of the Year and RMP Big Country Award Female Vocalist 3 times. Okay, so definitely a lot of success there.
Life has been good. I have no complaints. Like I said, it's I was just so fortunate to, you know, to have the success that we had. The Canadian audience was so supportive, to have won the awards, to have got to have traveled to places that I could only dream about being, to seeing and doing what I love doing most, which is singing. I've been very, very fortunate, and I thank my lucky stars every day.
Oh, that's wonderful. Any special memories you have from receiving any of these awards or any one of the awards in particular?
They're all special, Maureen, mm-hmm. every one of them. Even though, you know, it's like 20 years ago when it happened, I still remember it like yesterday. Just your heart pounding, so excited when you hear your name called. Just the recognition from your peers and the fans is a wonderful feeling, and I'll never forget it.
Must be, and I'm certain that you're definitely a perfectionist and a hard worker.
Well, I think we all are.
Well, not all of us, but yeah, that's great. So definitely Little Devil, very popular in Europe and in North America here too, in Canada too. What are your plans for the future? Anything in particular, Anita?
Well, I don't do a lot of live touring dates anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom now, and I really enjoy the life of, you know, living in one place, actually waking up in the same bed more than one night in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I keep busy in the studio a lot. I do a lot of background vocals for different artists. I also do some jingle work, so that keeps me really busy. Over the summer, I will do a few dates, live performances here and there, but I don't go out on the road full-time anymore, but I would certainly like to make it down your way someday.
Oh, that would be great. We'd just love to have you here.
I would love that, too.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add about yourself or your music before we go, Anita?
I think you just about covered it all.
Well, that's great. And again, a very big honor for CJMQ to be interviewing Anita Paris. So we wish you all the luck, and thank you very much, Anita.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Next up, we'll hear the song called Little Devil by Anita Paris.
Tightest jeans and made her face up to look so fine, and tossed her hair, put the jewels on there, and she knows that her night's gonna shine. Strutted into the bar looking so proud, got all the looks from the crowd. It's the attitude she gets from being free. Oh, it's all about the little devil she'll be. Oh, yeah, the little devil she'll be. Hot and sassy, mean and nasty, she's in big time trouble tonight. With the mood she's in, she could almost sin. When she loves, everything's alright. The little devil she'll be. Oh yeah, the little devil she'll be. lets her see a girl who can act so free. But she knows in her heart she's playing her part just for everyone to see. Oh yeah, the little devil she'll be. She's hot and sassy, mean and nasty. She's in big time trouble tonight. With the mood she's in, she can almost sin. When she loves, everything's alright. Little devil she'll be.